From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his regional parliament Tuesday. France and Germany Monday expressed support for continued unity. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria said Madrid is ready to act if independence is declared. She warned Puigdemont not to, in her words, jump into a void. Even Xavier García Albiol, president of the People's Party of Catalonia, expressed concern Monday. He said the only thing we can hope for is for Puigdemont to publicly renounce the process of rupture, of splitting Catalonia from Spain. And there was a warning from the president of the Institute of Economic Studies in Madrid, José Luis Feito.
The main consequences of this push, of these illegal actions on behalf of independence, will be mainly felt on the economy of Catalonia. There will be a redistribution of wealth, of public revenues, out of Catalonia into the rest of Spain.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum October 1st voted yes. The Spanish government declared the vote illegal. Police in Kenya's capital and elsewhere fired tear gas and fired shots in the air as hundreds marched demanding personnel changes in the electoral board. Protesters, including opposition parliamentarian Gladys Wanga, accused the election board of declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta winner despite widespread irregularities.
We shall not take police brutality lying down, and we shall not retreat, neither shall we surrender until Chiloba and his cohorts go.
The Supreme Court ruled the August 8 ballot illegal. A new election is scheduled October 26. This is VOA News. Turkey has called on the U.S. to review its suspension of visa services after the arrest of a Turkish employee at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, who allegedly had links with exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused by Ankara of orchestrating last year's failed coup. It's a charge he denies. U.S. Ambassador John Bass said the U.S. awaits formal charges.
Last week, for the second time this year, a Turkish staff member of our diplomatic mission was arrested by Turkish authorities. Despite our best efforts to learn the reasons for this arrest, we have been unable to determine why it occurred or what, if any, evidence exists against the employee.
Turkey has since taken similar measures against U.S. citizens seeking visas to Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan described the U.S. action as upsetting. The dispute has alarmed investors, with the value of the Turkish lira falling along with its main stock index. Germany has expressed concern over President Donald Trump's pending decision whether or not to certify Iran as complying with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel said Berlin is prepared to change Iran's behavior. Amid reports, Mr. Trump will decertify Iran's compliance. Hussein Binai is an Iranian analyst at Indiana University.
Basically, the objections of the administration have exclusively to do with Iran's missile program that they deem to have violated the spirit of the deal.
Binai said Germany has economic leverage on Iran. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency affirmed Monday that Iran is fully complying with terms of the deal. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels said they are preparing for the final assault to retake the northern Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State. Mustafa Bali of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces told the Associated Press the battle is expected to last up to 10 days. He estimated IS has hundreds of fighters still in the city, once considered the de facto capital of an IS caliphate that once crossed Syria and Iraqi territory. In Nigeria, the government has started a mass trial of more than 1,600 people suspected of ties to the Sunni insurgency, Boko Haram. The closed-door legal proceedings are being held at the Kanji Detention Facility in central Niger State. It is presided over by four judges. The insurgency has left over 20,000 dead since 2009. A Sarajevo court has acquitted Nasser Oric, Muslim commander of Srebrenica, accused of atrocities against Serbs during the Bosnian conflict. The decision resulted in an outrage in the Serb community. A panel of judges ruled the prosecution did not present sufficient evidence. U.S. stocks fell Monday from record highs after medical device maker Medtronic warned its operations in Puerto Rico were hurt by Hurricane Maria. Still, the benchmark Dow barely fell, shedding a fraction of a point to 22,761. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.